Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively out on the road. We are at Wise Market celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, and a Raven playoff berth. The Maryland Lottery sent us out here with these fantastic unwrapped the cash prizes. I got some Oh Snap gingerbread sniffers, and John Martin doesn't like it when I call them sniffers, but they smell. The peppermint smell like the gingerbread because the gingerbread's been rubbing up on the peppermint. We've had winners out here. I've been giving these things out. I've got kielbasa and sauerkraut out here as well as crab cakes because it is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. They don't have these in Ohio, John Martin. They do not.
No, they don't, but they have plenty of that kielbasa and sauerkraut there.
They do have kielbasa in Ohio. How are you? Happy holidays.
I'm doing well. You know what? If you happen to drop one of those tickets in the sauerkraut, it'll smell like sauerkraut.
You know what? If we were going to do scented tickets and I were the executive director, which is why they're never going to make me the executive director, what are the other options for sniff? Can we do an eggnog scented one? I love the smell of eggnog.
Anything that creates a scent, and I'll let your imagination stop right there. We've had it within the lottery industry, bacon scented tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know this.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
What
yep.
else?
Well, those are the ones I'm familiar with. Food products go well. So bacon, you know, the peppermint, the gingerbread. I wouldn't do, you know, freshly cut grass. While it's very distinctive in its scent, doesn't go well on a scratch.
So for holidays, my wife and I lived in a condo for a while. We had a hallway, like a common hallway. And our neighbor would put up a wreath in the hallway. And I like the smell of that wintergreen, evergreen smell of a Christmas tree.
Pine is the word you're looking
pine,
for.
Okay, pine, whatever that would be. But this was not that.
Oh.
I smelled it, and it's out in the hallway, and I said to my wife, it smells like the cat peed out here. And she's like, no, the cat didn't pee out here, and our cat doesn't pee like that. And I'm like, it smells like cat pee. I didn't say it just like that, but I said it similar to that.
I get the...
Said cat urine.
Yes.
And
yes,
that's what I said. And it turns out that juniper and the little... It's got a little
Seriously?
Rancid edge to it. So I've learned that I like smells of the season. I don't like fruitcake either. But juniper and fruitcake are the two things I don't want to smell this time of year. I want to smell ham. I want to smell cookies. I want to smell biscuits. I want to smell kielbasa and sauerkraut. But I do not want to smell juniper this time of year.
Let me get that. No
juniper. Well, no juniper-scented tickets. Right.
All right.
No, you got that down?
I got it.
Executive Director of the Maryland Lottery, John Martin, is here. He's wondering why. You know, we're Wise Markets. We're in Honey Go. We're celebrating. I never get together with you in person. Like once or twice.
Right.
Only when you have a 50th anniversary or I have a 25th do we get together.
Yep.
Christmas time and holidays for you. You live in this area. What's your favorite Christmas thing? What's your favorite part of Christmas? Other than the Christmas tree balloons over your head right now.
Right. Well, you know what? Yes, other than coming to Wise for all of our Christmas needs. You know, for me, I am so old school. And my family mocks me. My coworkers mock me. Every Christmas Eve tradition, my wife and I sit there and watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, Jimmy Stewart.
My wife is asleep by the time, you remember the scene, of course you do, where Jimmy and Donna Reed are dancing and the floor splits and they're going to fall in a swimming pool type thing.
It's only half an hour in.
Yeah, she's gone.
Out.
She's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. But I sit there and I cry at the same time every year. I know it's coming.
Well, Jimmy gets you.
That for me, is Christmas right there.
I used to be that way with, like, Rudolph when I was a kid. Or, like, you know, I mean, the television shows are part of it. You know, the thing for me is kielbasa and sauerkraut. I mean, I'm not lying to you. This is one of my favorite things this time of year. I can eat it anytime. My wife always says they have it 52 weeks a year, Wise.
Oh,
why don't you just get it?
No.
And I'm like, no, I'll get the sausage that time, you know, other time of year.
Yep.
Kielbasa is it's a Thanksgiving thing. It's a Christmas thing. It's an East Baltimore thing. Crab cakes are anytime. And these little, these stuffed shrimp that they do with the crab, to me, that's a Christmas appetizer.
So
that is a Christmas appetizer.
Seriously, is that's your version of it? Or that's
In our neighborhood, this was, we couldn't afford lobster, and we weren't going to do steak because we were doing ham.
Yep.
This was our premium.
Okay.
Because
that
past appetizer.
That is unique.
You've
to
never
me.
Had a stuffed shrimp crab cake?
I mean, looking like that. No.
It's delicious. All right. Well, we're going to have one in a couple minutes. I'm going to heat them up for you. Yep. John Martin is here. We're giving these things away. They are scented lottery tickets. And, you know, you came in as the executive director here, and you sell your tickets at Wise. You even mentioned the placement of the machine being a little different, like all that. You're everywhere,
right? It's my job. It's my job. It's what I do.
What is your job? Can you tell us what your job is?
Well, I tell you what, it's not no juniper scent.
No juniper. Well, you're in charge of that.
I took that note. Yes.
These smell good because of you.
Well,
I'm giving you full credit.
Me, but
especially the purple ones this time.
You know, people make decisions all day long without me.
Thank God for that. That's called an organization.
It is. I mean,
so even as the executive director, you don't know what scented tickets we're going to have next year. Not yet.
There's a lot I don't know as executive director. Don't be misled by the title. But no, it is a different thing. We, as you're well aware, we've talked about before, we regulate sports wagering. We regulate gaming with the casinos. We run the lottery. And day in, day out, that's an all-day sucker.
Well, you had all this before you had sports wagering.
Right.
I've known you over 10 years, but like, this last couple of years with what's going on in the state with wagering, and I would think it's created a nice little windfall. It's going to be more money. I had Tom Kelso here, and I did want to talk to you about this because the news of the Angelo Steele and the Stadium Authority, even you knew today the vote was going on as we sit here on Monday doing this, that lottery money is going to be a huge part of how this gets done for these two teams. And this isn't to you or new to you. This was what it was back in 1986 when they figured out we're going to keep our baseball team by having Camden Yards, and we're going to lure a football team and keep it. And they're going to be 11-3 at Christmas 2023, playing on Christmas night. I just want to point that out. But the lottery sits behind how sports happens here. It sort of powers the engine in a lot of ways.
It does, and this all happened way before I got here, and I had nothing to do with it. But you're right. The folks in Annapolis, the men and women who put the laws together, who put legislation together, early on, several years ago, decided that in terms of – and what they're looking for, and I understand it. They're looking for a consistent revenue stream, and the lottery was on a short list of things that could do that. So when you're going back to Camden – Oriole Park at Camden Yards, and you're looking at M&T Bank Stadium, and you're looking at all the things that keep sports tied to this area, the lottery was a logical choice. So run that forward to now. It was only a year or two ago when the legislation came in that said, we're going to put in place two pockets of money, $600 million each for the two sports franchises to modernize and update their facilities. And so while it's not directly the lottery handing them $600 million, it is us behind the scenes working with various bonds and working with financial experts to fund this process over several years. So, yeah, to some small degree, we have a part of that, and all of our players have a part in that, right? I mean, they're the ones contributing day in and out. So I think it does link the locals, the population with the teams, and everybody can benefit.
But I think somebody comes in here and spends $1 on this, or $2 on this, or $3 on this. You say, well, I want to win. Yeah, I want to win $10, I want to win $20, I want to win $500, whatever. And it feels good. And the money's gone if you lose. You're thinking, well, I wonder where the money goes. You know, you just played the game. But there really is something behind this that sort of powers people and education and all sorts of things behind the lottery. Because I, you know, as a spokesperson of the lottery, I hold them up. Some people are like, anti-gambling, this or that. Been here 50 years. I would love one day to learn all the things that it has built over 50 years.
Yeah.
In a way, and I speak to this all the time, very frankly with you, about bookies and sports and all the years of illegal gambling. Not only how do you settle those bets, and there's an HBO series. Did you see this?
No.
I just saw it last night. There's an HBO series about a bookmaker in California where it's not legal and the shenanigans that could go
on
organized crime and sports wagering, right? Yeah. That have really gone on from the beginning of time until now, the last year that you can gamble on sports and find creative ways to do it, even if you took Lamar and over 215 on the passing the other night. But the money is now in-house that this is going to be part of what makes the stadiums better and what makes a lot of things better with this money?
Well, and playing it forward, you know, it's I don't want to get too far into it today. We'll have ample opportunity in the weeks ahead to talk more about it. But the new legislative session in 2024 in Annapolis, there will be quite a spirited discussion about additional gaming opportunities in the state of Maryland. And with that comes always the conversation on the black market, the illegal markets. I mean, years ago when we started talking about sports wagering, the whole idea was, well, let's legalize it. Let's take the illegal, the black market, the corner bookies out of the mix. You get a lot of benefits where you could play your protections. You get a revenue source for the state.
It's on the up and up.
It's on the up and up.
Enough said. I mean,
but it doesn't eradicate it. I mean, while we've had a good start and we continue to grow, there's still an illegal market in sports wagering. I mean, it'll never go away. You hope that it shrinks. You hope as people get more comfortable with the known entities and that the word gets out, that they migrate that play. But now you're looking at again, a variety of gaming options out there, but still a strong illegal market where some of these benefits can't be captured.
Well, I just think from the stadium perspective this week, a lot of people interested, are we going to lose the Orioles? I never believe that at all, right? But how do we keep them? How do we make it vibrant again? And not just winning. They're winning, and that's great. The football team's winning, and that's great. How do we make it something experiential? And I've been talking at length about that, and I don't know that anybody has the big idea other than, look at what they did in Atlanta, and it's working out. That's great. That's fine. We're talking about different acreage, different city, different history, different all of that. But I just, as a 55-year-old now, knowing at some point there's going to be different sports owners of these franchises, but we're still going to be a part of that. And what that facility, and I had Tom Kelso here at length, former Maryland Stadium Authority chairman, I know you know, just talking about how important that is. And he was very candid about saying, it's not anti-Westmore or pro-Larry Hogan or any political thing. It's about what's going to make the city great 10, 15, 20 years from now in the way that when these stadiums were built 30 years ago, they've been maintained. Nobody goes to these stadiums and thinks, well, they're falling apart or they're substandard. They're none of the above. They're world class, and we want to keep them world class. And I thought it's kind of interesting that lottery kind of sits behind that. And I don't think about that every minute or we remind people of that. But that as they go to vote on this and as they give $600 million, when we say, where are we getting this money? It's this. And this is part of how government sort of makes good decisions to fund things like this.
Well, we're proud to be a part of it in some small way, and again, it's the programs, the ideas, the concepts we today may not at all be what gets eventually built. I mean, you look at Camden Yards, you look at the warehouse, you know, behind right field there. What does all that land mean? What does that building mean? And
what does the train track tunnel underneath of it mean?
Exactly. I mean, you're talking about a significant project.
And also the first thing you see when you drive into the city.
Yeah.
Literally, when you come in off 395, it's these giant stadia, you see them, but what's the next thing you're going to see? And you're an Ohioan, and I know you go to Cleveland, you go to Cincinnati, these other places, no offense, things have changed dramatically in 30 years. When you go to downtown Cincinnati now and see the new baseball stadium or the football stadium, they've created a community down there that did not exist. Baltimore hasn't done that in a long time, other than the stadiums themselves.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I've been here long enough to remember there were no stadiums there. They're there now. We got the casino and the other part on the south side. But it creates a new footprint, and it takes money to do that. And it takes partnership between the government, the city, the owners, and where the money comes from. Well, and I guess that's where it all ties together, right?
It takes a vision. I mean, you talk about those cities, and I'll throw Pittsburgh in the mix. Remember, back then when they built Three Rivers and they built Riverfront Stadium, and these were, now in hindsight, the ugliest looking things.
Circle.
Yeah.
Ashtray, toilet bowl looking.
And we thought, whoa, let's do another one of those. And somebody else did.
Architects put that together in the 60s. It was the best thinking
said,
in the world, right?
No, I don't like that. And then, lo and behold, Camden Yards came in. And everybody said, yeah, that's what I want. And then it went to Cleveland. And then it went to Pittsburgh.
Texas.
And it went to Texas. And now you look at the parks today, and they are all marvels. They are all very...
They all have some element of Camden Yards. They all want to be
absolutely.
Camden Yards in some way.
Absolutely. So, I applaud the vision of people who are able to do that. If we're able to help and we're proud to do it, then we can. But I think the future is bright, and we're anxious to see what happens over the next 30 years.
Build it! and they will come. John Martin is here. He's executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. The peppermint payouts, not as pepperminty, especially when they're next to the... Oh, you don't like when I sniff on the air, do you? You don't like the word sniff, do you? You're anti-sniff.
No. I am not anti-sniff. I'm anti-calling them sniffers. They are scented tickets.
But I'm sniffing when I sent them.
Yeah, and you're sniffing sauerkraut. I told you, move them away from the sauerkraut.
That's why the Christmas trees do not smell like juniper. Thank God for that.
No. But
pine would be okay. For you with jackpots and all the stuff that's going on, do we have any news? Do we have any winners? Do we have anything you want to? Stories you want to tell?
You know, as we speak, and it could get changed daily. You know, these things happen. We have over $500 million, $540 million plus on the Powerball. You know, that's somebody's nice little.
That's a good Christmas.
That's a couple Christmases, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
you
real
nice. You get me dreaming, man. You get me thinking like...
That's what the lottery does.
You're Mr. Big. You're going to write me a Mr. Big check. What am I going to do with Mr. Big? Aside from taking care of children and animals and all the things that you know I would do, because I'm a good human.
Yes, you are.
What would I get myself?
Yes, you are.
What would I get myself?
Yep. But, you know, speaking about things you get yourself, you know, here we are talking about the day after the Jacksonville game, and we had, remember, our lucky, not one, but two lucky lottery players... who went on the team plane and saw a pretty good game.
They did. I'm glad you reminded me of that.
And they came
home
on the
team. They had awful weather on Saturday. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. The weather was not great.
No.
But the football game worked out okay.
Yep. So the next evolution is, for those of you tracking our Ravens second chance contest, and I know you are, is that just this week we had our fourth finalist, Elizabeth Esposito of Ocean Pines, Maryland.
That's almost Ocean City.
But we worked the pine in. See what happened there?
Right here. I got it.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah.
Never a juniper.
So Elizabeth Esposito is the fourth of our six. We'll pick two more finalists on January 2nd. And then probably after the Super Bowl, all six of those people will come to M&T Bank Stadium for a final reveal.
Tickets for life? Is that what it is?
20 years. Tickets for 20 years.
They get money, too?
Like a few bucks, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, well, you're a lottery. You can pay them, too.
Yeah, yeah. They get a little bit of money. They get 10 grand.
That's not a little.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, it's like a little money.
It's not 540
A little
million.
Money is when somebody wins 10 bucks on peppermint payout.
Yeah.
That's.
But other fun things.
There's two more left, you said, right?
We picked for two more on January 2nd, those six finalists. And you can go to mdlottery.com to check out who those finalists are, see if you know any of these people, to get yourself lined up for... particularly a game in the next 20 years. But we also
so it's not tickets for life. It's 20 years.
Well, I don't want to be
55.
Morbid.
I'm 55. I'm going to live
be
longer than
for you.
I'm going to live.
It might be for life. So I don't know. You know, you got to figure out where you are in the timeline there.
Once a week I have him on the show, no matter what. It's good. Like
and
that.
No matter if anybody's on their side or not, we do this. We do this because we can. But no, lots of things going on with the our Let It Snow promotion, where players for picking pick three, pick four, pick five tickets on a random basis win instant cash vouchers of $2 or $5.
That's this week, right? Does that end
the
end of the year?
That goes through the end of the year.
Okay, all right.
End of year.
So a couple weeks of that.
We also have our holiday cash second chance contests, Keno sprinklers. So trying to engage players, as we always do at this time of year, with fun opportunities to win a little extra cash.
Well, nothing's more fun than giving away these O-Snap tickets and telling people they smell like gingerbread. And yeah, they do. They're smelling, not sniffing, just so you know.
There you go. Hey, you didn't ask me how my team did this weekend.
I'm going to admit something to you right now.
Oh, here it goes.
I had the Oiler guy over here because the Oilers were wearing colors. They were my colors,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And it's so dirty. It's so awful against Houston. It's just tacky. Makes me not an Oiler fan anymore, even though I'm an Oiler fan for life.
I didn't realize it was against the Texans.
It was a stick it to you.
That wasn't. Yeah,
that wasn't nice.
That was an accident.
That wasn't nice.
No, that wasn't an accident.
That would be like us coming to Cleveland and wearing your uniforms against you.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Can you imagine that? That if the Ravens had stolen your jerseys and come back to Cleveland and wore them, it would almost be like when the Colts come here. Yeah. You know, and yeah. that feeling that all yeah. that we wow. get of that angst. So it was an ugly experience. So that game was going on, but I'm home alone this weekend, and, you know, I'm working on the business and mm-hmm. working on this incredible Crab Cake Row idea I have and this charity. The biggest charity initiative and the coolest thing we've ever done, we're going to do in February of 2024.
Stay tuned.
He knows some of the details.
But I know nothing.
Know how good it's going to be.
I know none of
Don't ask
details.
Him anything.
Don't
He's not allowed to tell you. He doesn't know. So Matt, I'm working all morning. It was Sunday, and like 12:50, I'm like, I'm going to put the – I hate the pregame shows. I wish I loved pregame shows. Yeah. They're just not any good. I wish they were good. So 10 minutes at one, I put the games on. I'm like, all right, what's happening? And I sort of remembered that the Oilers were sticking it to Houston.
Yeah.
So I looked for the game, and the Patriots game was on. The Patriots Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah.
And I'm like, where's my Joe Flacco? I need my Browns. You know?
Nice.
It's pretty good Baltimore accent. So I really wanted to watch Joe play. And you know I love Jim Schwartz. I don't talk about it all.
Yep.
Schwartz used to call this show every Friday for 5 years, do an hour with me every when he was the Tennessee Titans coordinator all those years. We're friends. We're family. We love each other. So I can't – even when he was an Eagles guy, I couldn't hate on him. You know what I mean? Like, he's my friend.
Yep.
So I'm always sort of like pulling for them more than, let's say, the Bengals or the Steelers because Jim's there. Then they bring Flacco in 3 weeks ago. And I text with Joe the other night, and I you know how I feel about Joe.
Yep.
So I can't get the purple out of him. I can't take the smile off his face. I'm rooting for the Browns. I'm just going to say that out loud. I said that earlier.
You heard it.
I admitted it to you. I have found myself, when they were losing by 10 points, right, saying, Joe's got this in him. I've seen this before.
Well, God bless
Joe
you.
Has this in him. And seeing all these happy yet miserable, because they're miserable forever, they're Browns fans, except for you.
Boy, that took a nasty
turn. They're born miserable.
How'd we get here?
Because I've been to Cleveland for 30 years, and I've had the fans beating on the glass in front of me, showing me their individual fingers at a time. It didn't mean we were number one.
No,
it's Cleveland. You know, it's who they are. But I'm pulling for your people. And I want you to know this. And that's as Jimmy Stewart a moment as I'm going to have. That doesn't make you cry that I'm pulling for your football team that we stole.
It is a story that if it is fiction, if it is A Wonderful Life, then let it play out because I may never see this again.
Did you have any Joe Flacco? Did you ever meet Joe when you were here at the lottery or anything? Do you have any Joe? Do you like Joe? Do you not like Joe? Do you hate Joe because you're a Browns fan and he was a Raven and good? What is your vibe on Joe?
No. I tell you what.
Because I never liked Roethlisberger, just so you know.
I was just going to go
there.
Like Thank you. I hate Ben Roethlisberger. and yesterday, Joe Flacco tied Ben Roethlisberger for most wins in the new Cleveland Stadium at 11. Now, it's interesting because that's not a Cleveland quarterback in either case, sort of. But Baker Mayfield, and talk about from the dead.
What happened there?
Wow, Baker Mayfield leads.
He's better than I think he is, right? He's a 1-1 overall. Bad situation in Cleveland.
Bad situation.
Like, just in a lot. And then Rams, he won. Yep. He came in off the street and won a game. I mean, like, he's a really good quarterback. He's better than maybe the commercials and him being sort of a little bit of a jerk, a little bit of a prima.
Oh, a lot of jerk.
It makes you not respect how good he is.
Yeah. But it's going to be a fun next 3 weeks.
Sprint to the finish line, and we're number one. You know, Christmas night, San Francisco, Miami, and then Pittsburgh from this perspective. Browns have an easy schedule, by the by, but the Houston game, this is a huge game.
There are no such things as easy schedule.
You're a Browns fan.
When you're a Clevelander, there's no such thing as an easy schedule, as evidenced by yesterday's incredible finish to the game.
Do you like Joe Flacco now? Do you?
That was the question.
Cleveland loves Joe Flacco right now.
Oh,
right?
He could be the mayor. He could be the mayor of the city of Cleveland tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be close.
I'm looking at unicorns here, and I'm thinking to myself, blown up unicorn. I'm thinking, you know, life is strange.
Isn't it
funny? He'll come back.
Isn't it funny?
Life is strange.
Yep. No, that's the way it goes. Hey, we'd be remiss. I have it written down right here. Please, during the holiday season.
Don't do what you want me to tell a story about my family's illicit background?
You don't need to embarrass anybody. That's not necessary.
Well, it involves my wife and her sister and her parents, who, lawbreakers up in New Hampshire, they gave my sister-in-law a lottery ticket, and they did what no good Marylander or sane adult should ever consider doing, putting a scratch-off ticket in a minor's stocking. It's just, it's wrong. They got a million things. Or you buy a balloon. You know, you can put some eggnog or some kielbasa and sauerkraut in the stocking. Don't put these as an inducement to wager for kids. But as a cautionary tale, I'm going to tell you a little story, because it is the season, and we have eggnog. So it's a story, and you already give me some Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart, let me tell you a story. John, back in the day. So my sister-in-law got a ticket illicitly when she was like, literally like 8 years old. She was a little kid. And she took the ticket and realized she won and didn't tell anybody in the house. Went to the local store, and no vendor of the Maryland Lottery would ever do this. But this is 1980. Yeah.
Am I going to be ill? Because I don't think I've heard this story yet.
She had a $100 winner on a scratch-off. They gave her the $100.
Oh, goodness. She's
a little girl. She spent the money and then came home because her sister can't keep a secret. Trust me. And told her parents. Oh, no. This is 40 years ago. So my wife tells me this story like 2 years ago when I start holding scratch-offs on the air. My wife's like, let me ever tell you about my sister back at Christmas, back in 83. She spent all the money. My parents were pissed. And I'm thinking, they shouldn't have put the ticket in the stocking. All right? Is that a good enough story? Is that fair?
That's interesting.
She won $100. It's true. Won $100, $100.
Yeah. Back then, that was some real money.
It's a lot of law breaking going on there between the parents, the kids. Kids don't know better.
So the moral of the story,
don't do it,
is gift responsibly.
Thank you. And play responsibly.
Certainly play responsibly, but gift responsibly. No one under 18 should be gifted a lottery ticket.
I had some people at the tour the other day, and they were underage, and I had to go to the table and give one to the parent, look at the kids, and say, sorry, Santa's not here right now. You know.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, they were kids. I couldn't give them a ticket.
Of course. Of course.
Mom said if we win, we'll share, and I'm like, well, that's what parents do. John Martin is here. He shares with us these lottery tickets that we're giving away. We're Wise Markets. We're in Honey Go. We're wrapping up for the holidays. I think this is one of the last segments that I'm going to do. We were at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter last Friday. We had a lot of winners there. We also had a great conversation with Michael Bronfine and Wendy Bronfine. We had Gina Schock from the Go-Go's. We had... There's a product called Hex, H-E-X. It's the best part of doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and doing Baltimore Positive. My clothes stink when I do hot yoga and I go to Planet Fitness soaking wet. And
I thought it was a sauerkraut. You tell me, it's you?
No, different stink.
Oh, okay.
This is sweaty stink. Garlic, more like that. But so active wear, when you get like Under Armour, it's made of a plastic. It's made of a different material. And the detergent, you're all temperature, doesn't really wash it. And then it smells, and it smells bad. And my wife was like vinegar and water and doing all this stuff. And then I discovered this product. I did a yoga class, and someone gave me a sample, H-E-X, all cap, like put a hex on you. And they said it's a Baltimore company. And I'm like, I looked over and said, manufactured in Baltimore, Maryland. So I've been using this stuff kind of on and off for a couple of years. And I ran low on the bottle. And we were going out to buy some. We couldn't find it anywhere. Wise does not have it. It's only in some spaces, but on the net. And I was low on it. And on Tuesday night, I put out an APB. I'm like, who's the people to run this? Who are these people?
Yeah.
Turns out I'm first connected to Drew Westervelt. He's a lacrosse player from UMBC. He's like, nasty, I know. I'll come out and do your show. So I know the guy. He did the show. We did a crab cake tour. And I got the whole story about how this lacrosse player from UMBC got tired of his stuff smelling. He was in the regular private sector, had a real job like you, wore a tie. Not as good as that Santa tie you have. It's a good OO tie. But he decided to get into science and detergent and trying to understand the science of this and creating a product with chemists, basically, to make this product that gets the stink out. And he's now got a product. It's a Baltimore company, which I think's awesome.
There you go.
It's called Hex. He came out and did the show. So these are the kind of conversations we're having during the holidays. Baltimore stories. Good stories.
Absolutely.
Joe Flacco.
Yes.
You win a Super Bowl in Cleveland with Joe Flacco. Remember, a Baltimore guy did it. That's all. You know, two Baltimore guys. Got to get Schwartz.
I would be thrilled to say that.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be more than something. That'd be a couple of somethings.
I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
We're going to get together next week.
And yes.
You'll have a couple of weeks to either be right or wrong. Are the Browns making the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I see.
Wait a minute, make
how many times have you been asked that in your life? And you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're a Browns fan. That's special.
Well,
I
tell you what,
playoffs.
Yesterday was a little touch and go there. That may have changed it. I would expect them to say they're going to just run the table at this point might be a little optimistic.
One game at a time.
Coach Kevin Stefanski would tell you we want to go 1-0 this week. Every coach says that.
He's a decent guy, Stefanski.
He's a decent guy. They just need to stick with him.
You've had a lot of decent guys, man. I've known half your coaches. Mike Pettine and I, family.
Oh, Mike was here first.
Yeah, I mean, Mike's my guy, and we swabbed together out of Jacobs Field or Progressive, whatever they're calling. We did our yep. baseball tour. So, you know, Phil Savage, George Chiquinas, all these good people out there.
Yeah.
Nobody better than Joe Flacco and Jim Schwartz. So,
well, we hope.
God bless you, Browns fans. That's all I can say, you know?
But we'll take it. We'll take all the blessings we can, especially the holiday season.
Christmas night, the eggnog will be good. The kielbasa and sauerkraut will be tasty. The ham from Wise Markets, free because I have my rewards app once I figure out my password. Because okay. I can't find my password, but I know I have enough points. John Martin from the Maryland Lottery here. He joins us on a weekly basis, sometimes Seth this year. We always have these O-snaps. So am I allowed to give these out like after January 1st?
What's Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Those will be running well after the holidays.
All right, because Roz gave me a whole bunch of them, and I won't feel guilty. We're going to be at Fadley's next Wednesday morning. That's the 27th. I don't want to be morbid, but it's going to be the last time we're going to be at Fadley's in the old market. We've already got our date set for the new market in February, so we're excited about that. But come on down, get a crab cake, get some fried oysters, get some of the mac and cheese. You know, the party we had for our friends and clients out at the BMA, I had 6 trays of crab cakes there that night. I'm sure you had one of the delicious crab cakes, John, over at Gertrude's that night. The mac and cheese disappeared. Like,
oh,
boom.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
The mac and cheese went before the crab cakes. And I'm like, how is that possible? It's really good mac and cheese.
It's very good. Very good. So how many of those 6 trays did you have to take home?
I took home 5 crab cakes. I took home 5 crab cakes out of 60. There were 40
yep.
guests.
Yep.
I took 5 crab cakes home. The first 3 went with my wife the next morning to New Hampshire. One for her, one for her sister, and one for her father. Okay. And the other 2 stayed back with me.
As they should.
And I enjoyed them during Sunday night football. I had 1 crab cake during the second quarter, and then 1 crab cake during the third quarter of the game last week. And then we were done. And I already had more crab cakes because I did the crab cake tour again the next... It's a crab cake tour. They give us crab
That's
cakes.
What happens.
It's what happens. It's like they just appear.
Yep.
I'll give you a couple to take home.
All right, good.
John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery. He's the executive director. Our friend Leonard Raskin joined us today talking about while you're getting together with your family, I know it's weird and it's awkward, it's never a bad time to discuss money, finance, futures. The only time your family gets together, I know it's a weird topic, but it is a time of the year where know your situation with your family, get together with people, don't be morbid, but learn things. Leonard asks that as a person who untangles messes when families have messes. So it does come from the right place. Empowering people to choose their financial future. Leonard Raskin. Our friends at Window Nation, sometimes I wear the fun floppy hat in front of the executive director of the Maryland Lottery. 866-90-NATION. You buy 2, you get 2 free, 0% financing. I need doors. They do doors at Window Nation. So all I'm asking Santa for, other than a Raven victory over the 49ers, is doors. So Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy 2, you get 2 free. Last but never least, my little orange light is on when I gather all this equipment and I take one of these poinsettias home. We're gonna be getting the oil change at Jiffy Lube MultiCare because it's that time. It's my 3,000 miles are up. So kielbasa sauerkraut, crab cakes, John Martin, Tom Kelso, Derek Martin, John, wrestlers, and eggnog and ham and do you eat fruitcake?
No.
Yeah, they got it here. Nobody eats it. That's why it's still here. I did have somebody. I went to the bathroom after the first segment, and I was giving these tickets away liberally at the front as people were leaving.
Sure.
And I walked through, and I gave a woman a ticket, and I'm giving other people tickets, and a woman looks at me, Baltimore accent. I swear, I knew I was going to tell you. You sure these tickets ain't from last year? That's what she said to me. And I'm like, lady, would I be standing in the middle of Wise Markets looking like this? And would I give you, would I be giving everyone last year's tickets? You know what I said to her? I said, smell them. They smell new. There it is. John Martin from the Maryland Lottery. I'm getting out of here. On behalf of the Maryland Lottery, Window Nation, our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare, happy Christmas to you, man. Merry Christmas, all
Same
right?
Same to you, brother.
Chestnuts roasting by the open fire and me talking football. Stay with us.